Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Please download, subscribe, comment, like, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. Someone who needs to be encouraged, someone who needs a prayer covering, someone that needs to be uplifted. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell someone else who needs to be blessed.
And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before your Father God. In the name of Jesus, asking your Father God to look down upon each and every person right now, Father God. Lord God, you see all the many distractions, Father God, that the devil throws our way, Father God. And distractions come in many forms, Father God. Sometimes it's our pets. Sometimes it's our children. Sometimes maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's just things happening in our lives to cause us to get off course, to cause us to stop running our race, to cause us just to get distracted. But help us to shift our focus on today. Help us to shift our focus, Father God, off of what we are going through. Help us to shift our focus from our distractions and onto you, Father God, that we may give you the glory, that we may give you the honor, that we may give you the praise, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will do a new thing in each of our lives, Father God. I pray that you will revive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow each of us to have a personal encounter with you. Allow each of us, Father God, to have a personal revival in our heart, in our minds, in our soul, in our spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to get that zeal back that we once had when we first got saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to tell someone about your goodness, Father God. Help us to tell someone about your grace. Help us to tell someone about your mercy and about your love and about your strength, Father God. Help us to tell someone that Jesus saves. Help us to tell someone that Jesus delivers. Help us to tell someone, Father God, that Jesus heals, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to tell someone that Jesus can turn their situation around in a blink of our eye, Father God. Even our own selves, sometimes we have to minister to ourselves. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, Father God. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, Father God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but my God shall deliver us from them all, Father God. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, Father God, that you said that you would do exceeding and abundantly above all that we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. And if your power is at work in us, Father God, we can depend on you for the overflow. We can depend on you for the increase, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us, Father God. Father God, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, Father God, that your grace is sufficient, Father God, that regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what storm we may be in, regardless of how intense the storm may be, Father God, that you're going to give us the grace that we need to handle every storm. You're going to give us the grace that we need to handle every situation, Father God. We know that your mercy endures forever, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you on today. Thank you for allowing us to know the word of God so that we can remind ourselves, Father God, so that we can tell someone else, Father God, because sometimes there comes a time, Father God, that we have no one else to depend on. We have no one else to encourage us but you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So help us to seek thee first, oh God. Help us to seek your kingdom first, Father God, and all its righteousness, Father God, and allow us to remember then all things shall be added unto us, Father God, for you know our every need, Father God, even before we speak it, Father God, you know what we are going through. You know what we are in lack of, Father God. You already know how we need you to step in and how we need you to make a way and how we need you to open up the right door, Father God, and bring healing and bring deliverance, Father God. You already know the ways that you need us to make. You already know the car payments that are due. You already know the light bill that is due. You already know the rent payment that is due. You already know the mortgage payment that is due. You already know the water bill that is due. You already know the insurance is that is due, Father God. Whatever we need, whether it's groceries in our homes, Father God, you already know about it, Father God. Somebody need new tires on today. Someone needs an oil checkup, Father God, and an oil change, Father God. Someone may need new brakes and rotors, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, somebody may need foundation work at their house. Somebody may need a new roof on their house, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone may be suffering from a flood, Father God, and now is water in their basement, Father God, and they need you to make a way, Father God. Maybe their insurance is not going to pay for everything, Father God, and they don't have the money for their deductible. They don't have the money to pay the contractors, Father God, but you know all about it, Father God. Lord God, you're the same God that parted the Red Sea, Father God. You're the same God that brought water from the rock, Father God. You're the same God that brought manna from heaven, oh God. You're the same God that brought quail from heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you're the same God, Father God, that turned the rod into a snake, Father God, and turned it back into a rod, Father God. You're the same God that caused the Jordan River to stop flowing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead, Father God. You're the same God that raised Tabitha from the dead, Father God. You're the same God that raised Jesus from the dead, Father God. And if you can raise somebody from the dead, Father God, you can do all things, Lord God. So the things that we need from you on today are really little things in comparison, Father God, to your mighty works, to your mighty acts, to your mighty miracles, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray and ask you right now, Father God, someone is feeling so all alone, Father God. Someone is feeling like they have no one to confide in. They have no one to talk to. So much is going on in their lives. So much is happening in their lives, Father God, that is overwhelming, Father God, that is too much for them to even think about. So they can't discuss it with anyone else. But Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, that you will lighten that burden, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help that person to unload that burden, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so many of us are dealing with so many different issues all at the same time, Father God. And yes, it can be overwhelming. Yes, it can be frustrating, Father God. But help us to cast all of our cares upon you, Father God. For you care as much, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to rely on you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to remember that you are our strong tower, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that you are our rock, Father God, that you are our buckler, that you are our shield, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that you are our coverer, you are our protector, you are our way maker, Father God, you are our miracle worker, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, so we're going to depend on you today, Father God. We're going to stand on your word, Father God, for you said the earth is the Lord's, Father God, and the fullness thereof, oh God, and all those that dwell therein, Father God. Lord God, we're going to stand on your word that you said we shall be above and not beneath, Father God. You said we shall be the head and not the tail. You said we shall be the lenders and not the borrowers, Father God. And we're going to rely on your word, Father God, that you're changing our situations around right now, Father God, that you're sending checks to our doors. You're sending cashier checks to our mailboxes. You're sending money orders our way. You're sending deposits, Father God, into our bank accounts right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're turning our credit scores around, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're canceling student debt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, look down upon healthcare, Father God. Someone needs healthcare on today. Someone can't go to the doctor, Father God, because they can't afford the copayment, Father God. They can't afford the copayment for their prescriptions, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you will intercede, God. I pray that you will make a way, God. I pray that you will open up doors, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, do what only you can do, Father God. Do what's impossible for us to do in the natural, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, make a way for us, Father God. Open up the right doors for us, Father God. Heal, deliver, and set free on today, Father God. Save on today, God. Give somebody strength on today, Lord. Allow someone to know that they are very loved on today, Lord. I pray. Amen and amen.